a sip of my tea.
Oh, mine is too hot. So, welcome to the third Queer Zone 3000 podcast.
Yeah.
It's very nice to see you all again.
Yep, and sense your presence.
Feel the spirits.
So I think we're just going to go straight in with this. This is Together or Alone by Eternal Summers. It's such a little cute video that goes along with that.
Really? Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Really sort of relatable, small paper mache pig. It's like curious endeavours that involve like looking at the sky and trying to escape.
Yeah, I found that track on the now infamous Scatterbrain mixes. I believe that one is for July last year.
Really?
So I'm a bit behind.
I feel like we did just really get on well with the people that used to make those mixes.
Yeah, they're getting more sparse. It's only on a particularly twee month that they appear again.
I think it's some of the most fantastic band names
I've ever heard.
Really, I can't think of any off the top of my head. But
there's a few on the latest album, Ethno Babes.
That's good.
One. let me just see.
But just generally, really just generally good ones. We wanted to make a small correction last week because we were editing together what we'd said, and I rather erroneously said that Donald Trump was a Democrat when he is in fact a raging twat. so yeah, apologies for that. So what is it on the agenda that we've got to talk about today?
So the first topic up for discussion in the queer zone is Trojan. Now, could you tell us about Trojan?
Okay, so Trojan was the sort of, as I understand it, obviously wasn't there at the time, quiet counterpart of Lee Bowery. And I kind of got wondering the other day about what it was that actually happened to Trojan, because you sort of see these amazing pictures of him or them in these like fantastic outfits, and sort of found out they were a really amazing painter, clearly such a phenomenal talent, and unfortunately died of a drug overdose. But just a really interesting character, always never really seemed to be in, want to be in any of the documentaries. And I was really fascinated by this story where apparently in order to sort of outdo all of the competition at Taboo, Trojan tried to cut their ear off, which I just think's great.
Yeah, it's a strong look.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to suffer, haven't you, to... Yeah. To do that. But yeah, so there's a great story written about Trojan after they died in The Face from, I think it was January 1987. And I've tracked down that issue of The Face. And when I pick it up, we can return to this and I will read you some of it. Or we can... The Face might be a good thing for us to look through, I think.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty... happening magazine.
Yeah, or at least a good document of the time, or a time that we're perhaps interested in.
Yeah, because my main impression of Trojan is from the Michael Clarke film, especially the...
Troj. Yeah.
Where
the New Puritan.
Yeah, Hail the New Puritan, where Michael Clarke goes over to Lee Bowery's house and there's their friend Rachel, and Trojan is there, and they go on these kind of... They're starting to get ready to go out, and it's all very much like...
It just seemed really familiar, didn't it?
Yeah, can you get me a double vodka, Troj?
That sort of gallows humour as well, like, look at your fucking outfit, like, change.
Oh, Rachel, you look terrible. Yeah. You know, it's all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just jostling.
Yeah.
Just drinking.
Again, it's a theme, we keep those micro movements as well, you know.
Yeah, I think we like that, don't we? The sort of slight.
The slight.
Yeah. Okay, so this next track is one that I've been listening to for a while, and it's off his new album, which is called Black Metal, I think the album's called. It's Dean Blunt, and he's playing at Field Day this year, which unfortunately I've got a ticket for, but I'm unable to attend.
It's the opposite situation to the Anthony gig, isn't it?
Exactly.
Says I'm wrong. Said I'm dying to meet you, girl. Everybody says I'm wrong. Everybody says I'm wrong. But we keep it going on. Feelings coming on. But the bullshit got too long. Yeah. everybody says I'm wrong.
So we'd just like to make another correction there. The album Black Metal was released. It's not, in fact, a new album. It was released 2 years ago, 2014.
I mean, we're latecomers.
Yeah, yeah. We're late bloomers.
We're stuck in the past. It's new in the respect it's just entered my...
It's new in the scale of all time.
Yeah.
So... that brings us on to our next topic, which is possibly the worst film of all time.
Well, at least by your admission.
Yeah, yeah, from my humble perspective.
But I think from what I've heard other people talking about, I think you might be right.
It's a general consensus.
Sorry, we are, of course, talking about The Danish Girl.
I mean, he's not even Danish, let alone transgender, you know?
But I think people have gone through a weird sort of opinion change with him. Whereas in the past, like, I mean, I think he's taken on some quite questionable roles, hasn't he? And he's just a pouting idiot, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Cumberbatch in the making.
Oh, don't get us started on Cumberbatch.
The face of white
guilt. The face of white guilt, yeah, indeed. And the award for a straight man in the role of a, like, queer goes to... You know?
Yeah, I know. Dot, dot, dot.
Well, there you go. That's been quite a takedown, I think, of that film. yeah, so obviously discouraging of The Danish Girl.
Yep, don't buy it. Don't see it.
Bottom, but why could they put back?
I remember when Leah and I were quite small, we used to play in bands, and that record that Suspect Device, Stiff Little Fingers, was the only cassette that your mum had in the car.
Yep.
And she used to drive us to band practice, and we'd listen to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I felt as angry as then as I do now.
Yeah. Take a look around you at the bitterness and spite. Why can't we take over and try to put things right?
Well, yeah, there you go.
Never a true word spoken.
Yeah. So one of the features that we wanted to introduce this week, hopefully be something, and also is called New Bar. Which is New Bar. Hopefully we'll have a jingle next week for the New Bar feature.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Which is exactly that. It's a bit providing us a bit of an alibi to go and check out a new bar. Hopefully a bit of an out-of-town bar or venue. And this week we wanted to talk about one in Birmingham, which is where we're from. And we've recently started hanging out at a place called The Fountain, which is sort of in deeper Hurst Street.
Yep, deepest.
Deepest Hurst Street, the depths beneath the crust.
beneath the crease
inside of the crease. Beneath the veneer of the glitzy strip. if you were to sashay away from missing about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
To the fountain. Yeah. And the fountain's on the corner, isn't it? And it has a dark room and a pool table. And the other day, when we went there for the first time, our friend Tom was meeting us, and I texted him saying, "We're by the pool."
And he's like,
"What, the pool?" And I just would like for you to imagine for a moment that there was a pool in the fountain.
I mean, there were pools of things. Yeah, I haven't actually been out into the garden area. There could well be still be a pool.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about the place. I think it's actually an inn.
Yeah, you can stay there. Provides accommodation. Yeah. It accommodates.
Cheap beer. And I'm just sort of fascinated. Behind the bar, they've got this really wonderful sort of mise-en-scene shelf, which has got a sort of small African figurine, about 30 bottles of poppers, and one of those waving queen solar-powered figurines. it's the kind of art you could only dream of, really.
Yeah, many, 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 you know, prospective artists have tried to create sculpture of such impact and resonance, and they have failed.
And there's about 30 naked action men, isn't there, above there?
Yeah, but maybe it's more like 100, like with huge phallic additions.
yeah. It's a good place, I think. I mean, yeah, it's a nice little hangout, and it reminds me of how the Nelson's Head used to be.
I think you have to, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, it depends what night of the week it is. Occasionally, it'll be a sort of themed night, it appears. Maybe a skinhead thing or something. So I don't tend to go for that ones. But, you know, just for a casual drink and a quick game of...
A quick dip in the pool.
Dip in the pool, yep. It is wonderful. And, you know, the beer prices tend to fluctuate quite a bit, from about £1.90 per pint to...
I mean, it's whim.
It's on a whim.
It's a whim. Total whim.
Altogether, good place. It's quite, you know, it's quite hidden away. It's quite quiet. It's nice to find a nice little quiet drink on your own.
So say, hypothetically, if an aspect of this feature was going to be a star rating, we obviously don't believe in competition here at Queer Zone. What would you be giving The Fountain out of 5?
I think this is all based upon supposition.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd say about 4.
Yeah, I'd give it a 4, actually. Yeah, not too bad, actually. I quite like that
one. If you can think of any other bars that you'd like Leo and I to go and review.
Yeah, please.
I mean, the weirder the better, I think. I think maybe the judge, I mean, we used to have the thing that we used to use to judge a bar was on the likelihood of me being pissed on.
And the likelihood for The Fountain, 4 out of 5.
There are places it's more likely. And on that note, this is a song called Where Were You? I really like that. I love the sentiment of the lyrics, you know, that sort of like awkward shuffle. You had yellow hair, did you see me? Do you like me?
Yeah.
That's how I feel with most people, you know. Like, jumping from one bass to the next, you know. You saw me at the bar, I've got yellow hair. Do you like me? Do you love me?
It's kind of like a really pissed person. Do you love me? Like,
do you love me?
They lean in and kind of spill their drink on your jeans.
Yeah, that's by a band called The Mekons, who I can't believe have like slipped our net, really. They're an early punk band, I think originally formed in Leeds, and they were art students and they had this sort of communal ethos, and they're actually still going. I think they're a bit like The Fall in the respect that the members are constantly changing, and I think that their output has changed also over the years. And the reason that they came to my attention is because there's a film about them, which I haven't yet seen.
It's definitely one for the list.
Really look forward to finding out more about them and having a listen to their back catalogue.
Yeah, it seems like that's a really good find for the day. So the next thing I was going to talk about is, potentially this could also be a feature.
Everything's a feature.
I think it's a feature.
new bar number two.
So we just had to come up with a jingle for this one, which is basically about my adventures on the dark net.
Ooh.
And what's Leo found on the dark net this week?
So that is the question.
Yeah, so if you have any ideas for titles for this section or jingles, then please do get in touch.
Jingles.
Dark web. The email is in the show notes. So my find for this week is Galaxy 2, which is a social network only accessible on the dark net, in commas, which is you have to access it for using Tor and the Tor browser. And it's you know, it's quite a rowdy place.
What rowdy is in what respect?
Well, in the sense, it's very much the best and worst of the internet. You know, everyone is trolling all of the time. There is some amazing handles that people have
on life.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm approximating what they're like, but you know, some of they range from everything from Hot Fuck 69 to Ganja Master. and the like.
Hot, can I just say that Hot Fuck 69 is the person who Leo
I mean, that's my handle.
Oh, can I just say Hot Fuck? The other one's me. No, Hot Fuck 69 was giving you a tutorial on how to fix your shoes, weren't they?
I have been asking for advice on fixing Buffalo platform shoes on the dark web.
Of course
web.
You have.
But I didn't. I don't know. I just don't really know what to believe for these. Like, you know, it's just all bullshit, really, isn't it? But on the upside, you know, people are saying exactly what's on their mind without any. It's definitely it's a roller coaster of emotions going through the general news feed.
Can you give us an example?
You know, it ranges from everything from racism to quite depressive rants to strange libertarian politics to hire a hacker Bitcoin for Bitcoin, so you can hire a hacker on there as well. And it doesn't have many uses at the moment, but I could see it could be a big.
So do you have a
profile?
Do you have like a picture of your face on there?
Yeah, it basically has a feed of everybody on the site, which I think is only about 20,000 people on the site, which doesn't necessarily mean active trolls, just means ever. And then you also have the whole more like, you know, a more closed kind of messaging and stuff. So yeah, it's the future, actually.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I'll see you on there.
Yeah, I'll chat to you there.
Maybe we already have. How would you know?
I'll chat to you there late at night. Yeah.
wings last night. Oh, how I'd love to hold you tight. They say you have a secret life. Well, sacrifice your key to paradise. Never mind if the world by storm. Just put the blue recipe in your eyes. Take a speaker just like you. How nice if only we could be like.
Great.
3 minutes of pop perfection, I'd say, from 1973. Roxy Music, Pajama-rama.
I could really imagine you on those old pirate radio shows.
Yeah, I know, right. Radio Caroline. Yeah, I mean, that's the only place for me, isn't it? The middle of the ocean.
International waters.
What Pajama-rama was, you know?
Yeah, it's a good question. It can't sounds be good, like whatever of, it is.
I don't know, like a video game or something.
Yeah. Something yeah. Should probably be kept away from children, I think.
So, as the Queer Zone podcast develops, which inevitably it
which
will.
Which we hope it will.
Which we hope it will. Which we hope it will. We want to start sort of having people on board and having a sort of third person being in the building. So, I was wondering who you thought we could have a little chat with.
Well, I don't know, it's quite a tough one, because I mean there's many people that we fraternise with that would also make excellent hosties. You know, I would like to still start incorporating some of the Birmingham fashion forecasts as well, possibly into our show, but I mean that's we can't steal that.
Sorry,
another
just
radio
for those
show.
That don't know, Birmingham fashion forecast is something that is a feature on our radio show called Sleeve Notes, which is done by a friend of ours called Trevor Pitt, who I think would probably be a good guest actually.
Yeah.
Trevor's a sort of artist curator from Birmingham, and he also has a sort of ego. Sorry, Trevor. No, he's got an alter ego that's called Trevor, who is a glam rock star, and he performs songs that Trevor wrote when he was 15 or something.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, amazing.
It's one of my favorites.
Work of art.
We've
so I think maybe
him.
He'd be a good person, and we perform with him a few times, or
every time we meet.
Yeah, it's always a performance. And then, I mean, it'd be great to get David Hoyle, wouldn't it? That's
yeah, our good friend.
Well. But who else? Who's a bit more ambitious?
Well, I don't know. That's That's my favourite.
So that's it. That's yeah. So basically, we're doing two more episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
So if you do have any ideas for guests,
or if you're just passing by and want to come in,
Leo's bedroom.
Just search address, that Google, yeah. Map, Google Maps. Leo's bedroom.
It's a place of interest.
It is a place of interest. A place of outstanding natural beauty.
Oh, you're too kind.
Yeah, just in the depth. Also in the crease. Also in the crease of Hurst Street. We're all trapped in the crease of Hurst Street. And we're actually sort of in talks to make a documentary, aren't we?
Yeah, so we're looking to make a film about
maybe we can incorporate the new bar theme into this, the new bar feature.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd have enough material, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I just wonder, is there any more bars that we haven't been to?
I think there are.
Yeah.
I think there are.
Do you think
what you mean in the world?
No. I mean, I just mean in the city of Birmingham. There must be a few, like, I don't know, it's quite a tough one because...
Yeah. I'd really like to go beneath the surface. I want to know the ones that are really... You know, you have to say a secret word in the back of Morrison's. Or
yeah, they do exist, or at least they did exist.
Yeah.
We can only assume they still exist.
Have to order like a certain sort of pastry from Greg's, and then they lead you in.
I mean, that's just any nightclub in Leeds, isn't it, really?
No, that's
how you're a local. You
know? No, what happens there is you order a certain kind of pastry and they lead you out. Anyway, much like we've been doing throughout this episode.
Rambling.
We've been trying.
Trying, Lord knows that I've been trying to understand why. Can I be your only man? You say you love me. That I believe you love me, yet I can't understand why. Can I be your only man? Day after day, you treat me in your way. I wanna go, but my heart says no. My love still remains. It says keep on trying, boy. She's gonna change. I've been trying. Lord knows that I've been trying to understand why. Can I be your only man? Keep on trying. Ooh. Keep on trying. Ooh.
So smooth.
Smooth.
I really like that as well. So that's Keep On Trying from 1965 by The Impressions.
Yeah, and I guess guess that's all we have time for this week.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm looking forward to next week's new bar.
Yeah, well...
looking forward to a drink. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.